Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Christine DiDomenico on For the Love of Learning. I am one of the co-hosts, along with Simone Pajor, who will not be joining us today. Our show is about many different topics, learning all kinds of things that can give you a different point of view or create change in your life. And today, our topic is having your own toothpaste. It's a show about relationships. And my guests today are Linda Wassel and Adam Johnson. Hi, Linda and Adam. Thanks for joining me.
Hi.
Hello.
Great to
Thanks
be
for
here.
Having us.
These are two of my very favorite people. They are Access Consciousness facilitators and just amazing people. So very, very kind and so very, very aware. So today we're going to talk about creating a relationship that actually works for you. And I, you know, since I know Linda and Adam very well, I do see how they create a relationship that is very different from relationships I've seen. Just even from the choice to be together and just every moment of every day, they seem to just choose in the moment and choose for them and to ask many questions to lead them to knowing what works for them. Because so many of us in relationships don't choose for ourselves and we cut ourselves off. So, you know, Adam came up with the title of this show, Having Your Own Tube of Toothpaste, because the last time we were together on this show, Adam talked about that choice of, you know, if you don't squeeze the toothpaste the same way, some people choose to squeeze it from the middle, some choose to squeeze it from the end, and how much does that bug you because the other person does it differently? And what if you could just choose to have two tubes of toothpaste, which is not anything I would have ever considered. You know, when I was living with someone, we had one tube of toothpaste in each bathroom. So it's really kind of brilliant to think of, wow, we can choose something as simple as that that can change something in our relationship. So thanks for that title, Adam.
Welcome.
So would you guys talk a little bit about how that might look or how to create a relationship that works for you? I mean, you guys have, you know, a very untraditional type relationship, even just choosing to be together. You have a wide gap in your age and, you know, come from very different growing up very differently. So that must have been a big choice in itself, or maybe not.
Well, I can speak for myself in that I at first had quite a few judgments about the age difference. And I was also, but what I also realized is that I was perceiving other people's judgments. So to be an interesting point of view or an allowance of like perceiving the judgments and just going into allowance, choosing allowance, and then also asking in every moment or frequently, at least like five times a day, at least, like, what contribution is it to be around Adam? Like, and what contribution can I be to Adam? What contribution can I receive from him? And by being the question or in the question and following the energy, it made it so much easier. And if I look at it linearly, like, okay, there's an age difference or our backgrounds are so different or some of the other things in society, then I would not have even gone there with Adam, and we were friends first. However, I was looking at, like, what it was that I wanted to create in my life, like more kindness, more gratitude, more caring, a space of more consciousness. And Adam, and being around Adam, that started to grow not only in myself, but with him as well, like with him, and also the choices that I was making and what we were creating together, was it just kept on expanding and expanding. So that was awesome. It was very different than other relationships that I had been in before. Like I approached this one much differently.
And you didn't necessarily know what that would look like, choosing something that was light and expansive and that it was going to be a contribution. You didn't know what that contribution would be, correct?
That's correct. I was just, when I met Adam, he matched the energy of what I had been asking for, of someone in my life that was an allowance and didn't have much, if any, judgment in his universe, and had a kindness and a willingness to explore, and was really interested in consciousness and creating more consciousness on the planet. And those were things that I had been asking for. And when I met him in a class, it matched the energy. And it wasn't like when I met him, I was like, oh gosh, we're going to, you know, get together or whatever. I didn't have any expectations. It was just really fun and light to be around Adam. It was easy, and as long as it felt light and it was easy and fun and there weren't really any expectations or things like that, then it was really fun and easy to be around him. And I found myself becoming more and more who I really desire to be, like that kindness and caring. And I was able to be this space of vulnerability that in a relationship that I had not before. So that was really cool, and it just kept on expanding.
Cool. Adam, I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah. Our relationships, started as Linda was saying, we started off as friends, and all of my relationships previous to Linda, there had been this sense of intensity in the beginning of this more intense attraction, which for some reason always led to a relationship that didn't work for me before, or whatever it was that made women attractive to me to be in a relationship. That was also a dysfunctional dynamic for maybe I was being attracted to someone like my mother, or maybe that's why it didn't work, or whatever it was that made women intensely attractive to me. Like, it created a relationship dynamic that didn't work. And with Linda, it began, and we were friends, and we just had a good time together, though there wasn't this intense energy in the beginning of wanting to create a long-term relationship and marriage and all this stuff. That just wasn't in my universe. This whole creating this future in my mind thing that typically had been an issue for me with previous relationships. So it was this surprising relationship that worked, and it just got better and better. And so it was interesting that the traditional things that had led to me creating a relationship were not really there with Linda when we first met each other, though that seems what's actually allowed it to work so well is that my compass of attractiveness was not actually kind of dialed in to create functional relationships. So it's been a pleasant, wonderful surprise of things continually getting better versus previous to Linda, I'd typically been in relationships for 3 to 6 months, and then I would realize this isn't working, and I'd end the relationship, or we would just mutually agreed that it wasn't working. And so, and now Glenn and I have been together for it's over 6 years now, going on 7. And so that's radically longer than any relationship that I'd had previous to this one.
Yeah, cool. And, you know, I want to go back to what both of you said about it being easy and light. The questions from Access Consciousness that I love are, will it be easy? Will it be fun? And will I learn something? You know, if you have somebody in your life and you're looking at whether this might work for you, I know for me that has been such a gift to just look at it from that point of view. Because how many relationships do we have that are not easy? You know, they're just not fun, yet we stay in them for years.
Yeah.
If we could just give that to people, that, you know, relationships can be easy. They can be fun. You know, all these things can show up in our day-to-day life, but even with that, it can be easy and it can be fun, and you can learn something, probably learn something from every relationship. But those two of, will it be easy, will it be fun, I look back at other relationships I've had, it was like, if I had just asked those questions, I could have saved a lot of years.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Yes,
go ahead, Linda. Yeah,
I was just gonna say it made things so much easier when I did ask, and I had asked that before I met Adam, and it was in, like you're saying, in any relationship, so in friendships, you know, people, colleagues, people at work, people, anyone. My sisters, my family, and I really started to look at which ones were easy, which ones were fun, and it turned out that pretty much not many of them were easy and fun. Not many of them a few years ago were easy and fun, and then through using the tools and asking the questions, I'm like, well, gosh, if this doesn't work for me, why are... what would it take to change this or to choose differently? Or what would it, if it's not working, what's required to make it work? And if it's something that the person can't be or do differently, then I wouldn't even go there. And over the years, a lot of the people that I was friends with or I worked with, we're not even in touch anymore. They just kind of, I wouldn't say vanished, but it just, over time, we just started communicating less and less. So it's really interesting. Those two questions are so cool.
Yeah. And I used to have this point of view that you had to keep your friends. And I mean, family is another thing. And I love what you ask. I mean, my family's going to be in my life forever. But you can still ask questions to make it easier. And then with friends, I used to think it was so valuable to keep my friends, you know, my childhood friends and, you know, the people that I kept in touch with. And I made such an effort to do that, even when it was really hard. And when one of the biggest things that I got from Access Consciousness was that I have choice and that I don't have to keep relationships if they don't work for me, and that they're not fun and that they're not easy. And I have chosen to just allow relationships to kind of just go away because they weren't fun or easy. So just choice.
Cool.
It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Really cool.
And
yeah,
this, what you said just brought to mind something that at various points throughout Linda and my relationship, there's been points where we had considered that maybe it would work out better if we broke up, and we would, and something a tool I hadn't had before in relationship was the 5-year question, or I So at various points when we were going through rocky points in our relationship, we would ask the five-year question of staying together or breaking up. And it was always much more expansive for me and for my side, it was always when I perceived the energy of what my life would be like in 5 years if I continued to be in relationship with Linda, or if we broke up, it was always much more expansive and lighter to choose to stay together, even though at the time, like, stuff was coming up for us. And Linda, did you want to say?
Yeah, I would also second what Adam is saying, and also to say that, will it be easy? Yes, overall, there's a sense of ease, and it's definitely gotten easier over the years. However, we've had our moment. We've had our moments. We've had, like Adam was saying, that, and we've had these times, but we use the tools, and it just creates so much more space and ease. So, and then at times when we were really going through a hard time, then we'd ask, you know, the 5 or 10 year question. For me, it was, okay, if I continue to date Adam, what will my life be like in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? And I perceive the energy there. And then if I choose to not date Adam, what will my life be like in 5, 10, 15, or you could, you know, add any amount of years? And energetically, there was always much, much, much more energy on the continue to date him. So that was a tool that we've used throughout, you know, throughout our time with each other.
So for people that are in a relationship, maybe they're married, maybe they have children, and they, you know, are at a place where they're not willing to choose not to be in that relationship, yet the relationship is not really easy. So can you give us some tools that you would recommend people can use to make the relationship that you're in, you know, work better for you and work better for both people?
Yeah, I would say when something that I've found has made my relationship with Linda and with my family and just pretty much everyone in my life easier is asking, what is this person willing and able to receive? And this is especially with regards to languaging, of like sometimes saying something to my sister or a friend, kind of each person has different things that they can kind of receive in their world. If I was talking with some relative that was a Trump supporter, like me going off about how Trump is, well, all the horrible things I could say about Trump, me going off on that is not something that they're going to be able to receive. They would go off, probably get in, put up their dukes and want to fight me about it. And so just asking that question, what's this person willing and able to receive before interacting with them, and especially in relationship, like of how you phrase things, of if there's some behavior that's not working for you in a relationship, like how asking the question, what's this person willing and able to receive, and getting an awareness of the languaging that's going to be something that won't like create them needing to fight you or reject what you're saying. And so that's been a really huge help, that one. And Linda, did you have anything you wanted to say about that?
I would say for me, besides that, Adam has been the tool of allowance or interesting point of view. And so, and this can be for, you know, family, friends, et cetera. And I'm not 100% on this. So it's not like we have these tools down pat. It is a choice, and it's kind of it. You build your muscle. And for this one, so interest, if my sister's saying something that maybe I have a charge on, or maybe she's going, okay, I didn't do something, or whatever it was, I can say, okay, interesting point of view. She has this point of view. An interesting point of view, I have this point of view, which is totally different. And family sometimes can be pretty tricky to use this on. So, but if you can just use the tool maybe outside of relationships and just in general in your life and say, okay, use this tool, interesting point of view. I have this point of view for every point of view, even if you're at a grocery store, or maybe start, you know, smaller every, you know, 10 minutes at a time, and you build up a muscle, and that gets you to this place of allowance where there's not, you're not aligning or agreeing or resisting in reaction. And from there, it's this space of non-judgment. And it's amazing from that space that actually gratitude can is allowed in that space. And so a lot more, that makes things a lot easier. And I know Adam wants to, would like to.
And also with regards to that, the interesting point of view tool, it's a lot easier to do before things escalate. And I'd say if you can find a good reason to leave the situation when you can feel that things are escalating, if things are, you're communicating with your spouse or family member and things are beginning to escalate where you have very different points of view on something, finding an excuse to leave, like I have to go to the bathroom, or I just received a phone call, or finding some reason to temporarily leave the scene and use the interesting point of view tool. It makes it, it's way easier to use that tool before you're ready to kill the person. So if you can catch it early, that makes it much easier.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
A great suggestion. That
like,
is
I gotta take
such
a time
a great
out here.
Suggestion.
Just...
Yeah, because sometimes you just can't go there, you know, at the moment. And to take that,
yes.
Just make yourself invisible for a little while is a great
yeah.
idea. I never even, I have considered yeah. that because I know that I have had to do that in my life, even before I had that tool. Just walk away, you know, that just walk away. And really, I'm so glad you're talking about this tool because I think this has been the tool that has changed the most for me in my relationships, is that being an allowance and just looking at being an interesting point of view. My son is the person I have practiced it on the most because he's the one that gives me more charge than anyone in my life. And and I know that when I have a charge, I'm not in allowance. I have a judgment. And so just taking a deep breath and in my head saying, interesting point of view, I have that point of view, or interesting point of view, he has that point of view. That's what actually started to change our relationship. Up to that point, it was, you know, it was just a constant battle. And once I was willing to choose that, then he chose different, because people can't be the same with you if you're not the same, right? I mean,
absolutely.
If I am different, they have to be different. So would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I am. I'd like to give like an example with my sister, because she's probably the one, my younger sister, and she's probably the one that I have in the past. We've had battles, and it's been a few years, but every now and again, things can tend to get a little tense. And so what I've found is like lowering my barriers and just asking, because the barriers are kind of this defense to like, okay, you're already in that fighting mode. So what I've found is lowering my barriers and just allowing the energy to flow, you know, whatever energy flow is required, maybe pulling energy from her or flowing energy towards her, and just being in this space of gratitude and also expanding out. I tend to sometimes I contract around her, so I realize that, like, expanding way out, lowering my barriers and listening and being that interesting point of view or allowance, she changes. Like, she has, like, softened, and she starts to listen, and there's nothing to fight against, or there's no resistance on my end. And all of a sudden, it's like a different conversation. It's a different, it's an opening to something. Like, we've had conversations recently, I'm like, whoa, like, this would not have the ease. And we have some things with my parents going on, and there's different points of view with different family members. And we've really changed a lot. And a lot of it is just, well, it's both our willingnesses. And for me, just to choose, like, I'm not going to be in this, I'm not choosing this battle mode. I'm just going to be vulnerable, interesting point of view, and I'm going to choose that. And everywhere that I feel, everywhere I sense like I'm getting into battle or into resistance or reaction, I'm going to destroy and create all that, and I'm going to choose me. I'm going to choose to be vulnerable. And that's changed a lot with her. I'm very grateful.
Cool. Well, the thing about most relationships I see is that people want to be right. And when you get out of your way of having to be right, everything changes. And I can talk to people and be working with clients about how to change their relationships. And often people want to just, you know, say how they're right and the other person is wrong, and they want to change the other person. And when I ask this question, do you want to be right or do you want to be free? Everybody says, I want to be free. And then I see there's this big shift in their energy when they realize, oh, I've been wanting to be right. And until I let go of that, nothing's going to change.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead, Adam.
I would say that the whole willingness to be wrong, which is something that I've developed more and more over the years, has just totally taken has created an ease with diffusing upsets that I'd say is more than almost anything else, of just being willing to not have to defend against being wrong or prove that I'm right. So, yeah, for me, that's been hugely helpful to just be willing to apologize and be willing to also look at the possibility that I, like, could be mistaken or wrong, or just not defending against needing to be right has allowed for me to just say, I'm sorry, I apologize, and I can see how you would have that point of view, and the willingness to be wrong has created more ease in my relationships than just about anything else, I think.
Yeah, me too.
And it's
too.
Really more in their eyes that you're wrong. You don't have to make yourself wrong, but
yeah,
in their eyes, you are wrong.
Yes.
And I see this because I had a situation with my brother where he, in his eyes, I was wrong. You know, I made a choice for myself, and so I don't make myself wrong, but I know in his eyes I was wrong. So just acknowledging that can allow the whole whatever was going on to dissipate, that whole needing to be right and being upset or anything. So that's been great.
Absolutely.
And one tool that one access tool I love around this is just just for fun saying, you're right, I'm wrong, you're right, I'm wrong, 10 times, and noticing the energetic shift that that creates. And it's like that it takes a lot of work. Takes a lot of work to be right and to not be wrong. So it kind of like flips things on its head just to say that. It's kind of this bizarre thing that creates a sense of peace, just to like flip it and say the opposite. And and then a question that also has been really helpful for me in flipping things on their head, so to speak, is what's right about this that I'm not getting, when it seems like someone's doing something that just makes no sense to me, just doesn't. I like can't imagine why they would think that what they were doing was a good idea, to ask what's right about this that I'm not getting. That seems to, what's right about what they're choosing that I'm not getting, what's right about this that I'm not getting. Somehow that question seems to like diffuse the energy of me needing to, or me believing that I'm right about something, and brings clarity about what the whole situation is bringing up that could create more, and helps like me look at the situation in a different perspective, that where without a charge. So that's also been a helpful tool for me.
Yeah, I love the questions. So thank you for sharing all these different questions. I know last week with Thanksgiving, it was bringing up, before Thanksgiving even came, it was bringing up things for me, especially with the election just going on, where I've had situations that have occurred with, you know, conversations about the election and being made wrong by people in my family. And so I was looking at and you know, going into the anticipation of it. And then I just started to ask questions like, what would it take for this day to turn out better than I can imagine? And what contribution can I be to everyone? And just going into a family situation, asking questions, just allows it to be totally different than you might anticipate it might be, you know. I had a really nice time. I had a lot of nice conversations, and it wasn't that where I used to go in just like totally contracted. I went in with a much more openness and more ease in having to go to a family event. And so just asking questions with no point of view of, or not needing to have an answer of what it's going to look like, but just going in with the questions can change things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just being in that space of allowance and just possibility, because a lot of times in the past, especially with family stuff, I'd start going into my head, and then I'd be projecting like, okay, is this going to, what's this, and all these situations. And so when I, you know, catch myself, I don't really do it as much now. However, if I do catch myself going, okay, I wonder if this, or, you know, all these other different things, and I just destroy and create all of that, all the projections and the expectations and anything I'm projecting, and that clears the space also to just like the possibility. Okay, cool. Like what is possible in this moment, and what is possible to create, and what ease can there be? So definitely the questions create so much more space and ease.
Yeah. So,
and one other.
Go ahead,
oh,
Adam.
Please go on.
Let's stay with this. No, go ahead. I was going to change
something else
that you said before, but go ahead.
One other thing I'd like to add about this topic, and I'm really grateful for this whole discussion of all the stuff that's come up and this whole idea of going into a situation with projections brings to mind another thing that's allowed my relationship with Linda and to function as well as it does, a lot better than any relationships I've had before, and also has created more ease in my relationships with family and friends. And that is destroying and uncreating my relationship with Linda and with everyone in my life every day and recreating it new each day. And the projections and expectations are also like this crud, this kind of crap that builds up in relationships that eventually makes it so that you can't even see or appreciate the people in your life. So one other tool that comes to mind with this whole thing of clearing projections and going in questioning who is this person and how am I going to show up? How are they going to show up? What contribution can I be? One thing that makes it easier to function in that way is every night before you go to bed or first thing in the morning, asking everything my relationship with this person and these people was yesterday, destroy and uncreate it all. And then you can talk and pot all that, use the excess clearing statement. And then also asking to clear all the projections, expectations, separations, decisions, judgments, and conclusions, which is like all the stuff that builds up of everything that you create around people and who they are and what they're going to be like that doesn't allow you to even see them and often even appreciate their presence in your life. So also asking to clear all that gunk with the people in your life. And so that's something that I do my best every morning if possible. Ironically, I do this normally when I'm taking I normally ask to destroy and uncreate my relationship with Linda and like everyone else in my life normally when I'm taking a dump in the morning. Kind of makes it easy to remember. So if you can tie it to something memorable in your life, which taking a dump seems like pretty good thing for me. I try to do it every day.
Well, and as you said earlier, Linda said, it's a muscle to build to use these tools rather than what we have done in this. I know I used to do is I just used to have all these conclusions about people and all these decisions and judgments. And it was like an energy in that direction rather than the energy of what else is possible. It's a whole different way of being in your life to ask
Absolutely.
Questions.
Yeah.
It's totally different. Yep. It's awesome.
And so one of the things that you said was being grateful, Adam. So can you talk about how being grateful can change our relationships?
Yeah, that's, thank you for bringing that up. That's, wow. Yeah, something that gratitude creates that really changes the energy in a relationship is a space of no judgment. And when you ask what you're grateful for about someone, that whatever else may be up in your relationship with that person, it changes the energy and creates a space of no judgment. And it also just flips the switch of where you're looking to find something wrong about someone to looking of what's great about this person, what makes me happy that they're in my life, and that to flip the switch and to start looking for that, which is kind of the opposite of how kind of this reality functions and kind of how most people at least in my family, there was gratitude, and it was much more valuable in general to look for things that were wrong. So to look at what I'm grateful for about Linda or about anyone else in my life always creates a very different energy for me and really assists when there's an upset, especially.
And for me, with also looking back at past relationships and being grateful for everything I received from them, I was in a relationship for about a year that was not easy and not fun a lot of the time. And I am so grateful for that relationship because it gave me so much awareness of where I was functioning from and what I would like to choose in the future. So
yes.
That was a gift to me, really. And I also know I don't have to choose that to have that awareness anymore.
thank you for bringing that up. That also brings to mind that gratitude, it oftentimes it may seem like in order to be grateful for someone, they must have given you like, or kind of what comes to mind is like, oh, they gave me a present, or they sent me flowers or chocolates or did something nice for me, and kind of looking at what you can be grateful for about a person's presence in your life. Though what you just brought up is how gratitude, you can be grateful for the awarenesses that someone gave you. And even if someone steals something from you, you can be grateful that you know that they're a thief, and so you know where you'd like for them to be in your life, and you know to put your nice stuff away or something if they're going to be around, if you've got some klepto, like nephew or niece or something. And just that you know when people do stuff like steal or if they're a jerk or whatever it is, that you can be grateful for that awareness, and you can know that you can be grateful that you know exactly where you'd like to put them in your life. And that kind of makes it easier to find things to be grateful for, since if you can be grateful for your awareness, just about anything that you could label as a negative thing, you can be grateful for the awareness that thing or that person created that can really change the energy around a person or an upsetting event. Linda, were you going to say something?
So we're almost out of time. Linda, is there anything else? We have about 3 minutes left.
Let's see. And then I desired to bring in the five elements of intimacy, which I know we've touched upon in the other segment as well, is what's been really awesome in terms of playing with and also instituting, just, you know, honoring this honor, trust, vulnerability, gratitude, and what's the fifth one? Let's say honor, trust, vulnerability,
gratitude, allowance.
Yeah, allowance, and really having that with me first before I even met Adam, or at least working on those and continuing to do so, has really allowed for our relationship to grow. I would say that too, honoring and trusting myself, and all of these things have just deepened over the years. So that's been really helpful for me in the relationship. And how about you, Adam?
And I was going to say that what you bring up of like that you need to create a relationship with you that has the things that you'd like to have with other people, or else you don't even have a foundation to work with, that sometimes a relationship break can be a really helpful thing if you'd like to create a you notice that you haven't been happy with the relationships you've been having, taking a break, not necessarily dating or having a serious relationship with anyone for a period of months or a year or so, can be really helpful to change the relationship that you have with you, and then you have a foundation that you can bring someone into your life, or you can have a relationship that works better than the ones in the past have.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's a huge piece. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you want to say something else, Adam? I cut you off there.
That was all I had to say about that.
Okay. So for our listeners, all of the tools that we've talked about today are from the program Access Consciousness. So to find more information about these tools and how to learn more, where to find more information, you can go to accessconsciousness.com. YouTube has lots of information too. And Linda and Adam, can you just tell listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about you?
Sure. Sure. You can go to my website, which is adam-johnson.com. Again, that's Adam and then a hyphen and then johnson.com.
And I can be reached at lindawassel.accessconsciousness.com or lindawassel.com. My website's in during construction a little bit, so maybe just lindawassel.accessconsciousness.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And we offer 5 to 7 minutes of free, can be processing or whatever it is. So that's also available as well.
So if you need clarity about something, give us a call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. And there's also some contact information on our Blog Talk Radio web page for this show, too, if you didn't write that down, don't remember how to get Linda and Adam, it's there as well. So thanks again for being on the show. Bye. It's always so fun to talk to you guys and hear more about how you've created such a wonderful relationship. And thanks, listeners.
Thank you.
For being with us.
Oh, thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Okay, you too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.